the Shulchan Aruch of the Alter Rebbe in section Tzadik Dalet, Siman 94. And this is the discussion about, he says, Tzorich L'Kaven K'neged Eretz Yisrael, that one has to direct his prayer towards Israel. And also going to discuss V'din HaRoche V'yoshe B'Sevina, and the laws for somebody who's either riding, I guess riding maybe an animal, or sitting on a boat. This has 10 subsections. Sif Aleph, section 1. Bikumoy lihispalel, when a person gets up to daven, im hoya oimed b'chutz la'aretz, if you are outside of Israel, you're in the diaspora, so then yachzir ponov k'neged Eretz Yisrael, then you must turn your face towards Israel. So you got to be facing Israel if you're in the diaspora. Shenemar, because there's a verse that states Malachim Aleph in Perik Ches, Perik Hey, Pasuk Mem Ches. Over there it says, "V'yispalu eilecho derech artzom." They'll pray to you by the path of their land. So they're praying to Hashem through their land. And v'kaven gam keneged Yerushalayim u'keneged Hamikdash u'keneged Beis Kodesh Kodeshim. You should also direct it towards Yerushalayim, I guess within Eretz Yisrael, towards Israel, but within Israel, towards Jerusalem, and towards the Mikdash, the sanctuary, and towards connected to the base Kodesh Kodashim in the Holy of Holiest, on the holiest place. That is, if you are outside of Israel. But what if, as if you're in Israel? But within Eretz Yisrael, Yachzir Panav Keneged Yerushalayim. Then you should direct your face towards Jerusalem. Shenemar, because there is the verse that states in Malachim Aleph, in chapter Ches, verse Memdalet, V'ispalalu El Hashem Derech Ha'ir Asher Bochortov. So these are verses is when he built the Beis HaMikdash, when he built the structure, and he was telling him how they should daven. So he says they should pray to Hashem Derech Ha'ir Asher Bochortov, through the city that you have chosen. So within Israel, you have to direct your face towards Yerushalayim, and within Yerushalayim itself, gam connected Beis HaMikdash, or connected Beis Kodesh Kodesh, you should also have directed towards the Beis HaMikdash and towards the Holy of Holiest, in that direction to daven. Hayoimed b'Yerushalayim, but what happens if you are in Yerushalayim itself? So then yachzir ponov l'mikdash, then you face the Beis HaMikdash. Shenemar, because then there is a further pasuk over there in Divrei Hayomim Beis, Perikvah Pasuk Lamed Beis. Over there it says, "V'ispalalu el habayis hazeh." You shall daven to this structure, to the Beis Hamikdash, and within that, v'ikavim gam keneged Beis Hakadoshim, Beis Kodesh Kodashim. You should also have in mind towards the Beis Hamikdash, but towards the Holy of Holiest. I don't know how one does that, but mostly it's his mind. We'll see. Hoya Oimed. What happens if he was standing behind the Beis HaMikdash? But he says, and he was in the B'marovei Shel Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. He's on the west side of the Holy of Holiest, because the way you enter to the Beis HaMikdash is from the east to the west. Kodesh HaKadoshim is the furthest west on the Beis HaMikdash. And you're standing in behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in behind there. And the Alter Rebbe makes a footnote over here. Avol beBeis HaMikdash, but inside the Beis HaMikdash, because he's not giving you any, he's been talking about it. If you are out in the diaspora, you face Israel. If you're in Israel, you face Jerusalem. If you're in Jerusalem, you face the Mikdash. But now he's not saying, if you're in the Mikdash, you face the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He starts off saying, if you are behind the west, the wall of the back wall of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Why doesn't he say, if you are in the Mikdash? Because he says, that nowadays, also Lamed Bizmanazeh, it's prohibited to go there. Nowadays, we're not allowed to go there. Shekulam Tmei Yemesim, we are all considered defiled by Mesim. Why? She'ein lanu efer parah, because we don't have the ashes of the heifer which was used to cleanse the people. As will be explained in the section 561.
And when Mashiach comes, we're going to be cleaned?
Of course, there's going to be, then it's going to be that we're going to have the Efer Parah. We're going to shech the new carbon, and then we're going to use the Efer Chatas. Yeah. So that's on the west of the base Kodesh Kodashim. So what happens if he stands there? So then we say, Yachzir Panov Letzad Eretz Yisrael. So then you turn, Panov Lemizrach. So then you're actually should turn your face to the east, Keneged Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. So you should face towards the east, because if you're facing the east, you're facing the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the other side, you were facing the west, because you're facing to the Beis HaMikdash, which is from east to west. So you're facing from east to west. Now you're davening from the west. Shenemar, because it says in the Pasuk, in the verse, V'yispalalu El Hamokim Hazeh. You should place to pray for this place. And this is in Malachim Aleph, in over there in Pasuk Lamed Hay. So he says you need to face the Kodesh Kodashim. So now it doesn't really matter which direction you're facing, as long as you're facing the Kodesh Kodashim. We are on the west of Israel. That's why we davening east, because we're davening towards Israel. But if you're standing on the northern side of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the northern, Yachzir Panov Lidorim, then you face south. So you're facing the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Kenegdei, opposite it, so towards it. If you're standing in the south side, Yachzir Panov Litzofen, Kenegdei. Nimtzu, so it'll turn out that Kol Yisrael Mekavnim Libam L'Makom Echad. All Jews will be directing their hearts in one direction. This is what our sages expounded on the verse. It says, "Kimigdal David Tzavarecho Bonu L'Talpiyis." It says, "Your neck is like the Tower of David, that it's built, it's structured little pious." So verse in Shir HaShirim Dalet, Pasuk Dalet, verse 4, chapter 4, verse 4. Over there it says, so what does talpius mean? Tail shekol pious pointing boy. It's a heap that all mouths turn there. Basically all the prayers turns towards the Beis HaMikdash. Everybody is davening for the Beis HaMikdash.
There's a city in Israel called
Talpiot. Talpiot, that's right. Yeah, it comes from this pasuk, yeah. I'm sure. Okay, let's do one more section here. Siv Beis. B'mekoymes shenoygim li'ispalel l'ruchis mishar ruchis. You got to run?
In literally 2 minutes, 10 after the
lady. Let's leave it here. Let's see if we can do a letter of the Rebbe. This time allotted. So let's see.